If you are a mom juggling all the things, trying to be present for your family, take care of the home, take care of yourself and your spiritual life, build a business, and keep your sanity, you are going to love the interview that I have for you today. Welcome to the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur podcast and video stream. As you know, you can now catch these on YouTube as well at the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur. Our mission is to walk you through entrepreneurship in faith and step into the full purpose that God has for you and your business. We want to help you align your mind and business biblically. We want you to take God-sized steps of obedience because we know that He blesses faith, and we want to cover your business in prayer. My name is Jen Kleiber, founder of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, and your host on this ongoing conversation on faith and business. So if you are a faith-filled entrepreneur, or if you feel God leading you in that direction, my friend, you have come to the right place. And today I am excited to introduce you to our guest. Celia Varghese is a coffee-loving, laid-back, nerdtastic cheerleader who can be found watching her favorite rotation of TV shows, Big Bang Theory, Friends, and Home Edit, as if it were the first time, frequently with a cappuccino in hand. Her faith is important to her. She loves spending her morning reading the Bible and meditating on God's Word. And if you're into credentials, Celia is a board-certified psychiatrist with training in cognitive behavioral therapy and psychodynamic psychotherapy, as well as a certified life coach. Taking what she has learned, Celia has integrated her skills to become a Christian mompreneur mindset coach. As a mama of one, Celia's mission is to help Christian female entrepreneurs navigate motherhood and business without sacrificing themselves and their faith. So Celia, thank you so much for being here. We're so glad that you're here.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. So I was really intrigued by what you do. My master's degree is in psychology, and I love knowing how the brain works together with our faith to really set us on the right path. I think it's so intriguing. I think it's so interesting. And so I love that you've really taken this and put it in an implementable framework to really help moms as they navigate. So tell us a little bit, you have a lot of credentials. Tell us a little bit about your journey and how you came to where you are right now.
Thank you. I would love to. So my journey started out when I had my first attending job, which was at the VA. I was severely burnt out. I was seeing high acuity patients and it was just a lot. And at that time I had seeked out coaching, like a physician coach who helped me through the process of burnout and helped me through the journey. And I just love being coached, like coaching. I've never experienced it before until that setting. And it was just so transformative. And based on that, like that kind of started the inkling of wanting to do coaching, but I didn't do it immediately until a couple of months into, like towards like, I would say 4.5 years of my attending job, I realized it was time for me to leave. And at that point, I was in a better place with the job. And I think it felt right that for me to leave at that point. So I had left my job and started coaching school. And 3 months later, I actually got pregnant. It was a bit unplanned, but we loved it anyways. And so I did coaching school, pregnant, launched my business in second trimester, had systems in place in third, and then gave birth in 2021. So yeah, that was definitely interesting because I thought I could still run my business and have a baby the first year of life. And I was completely wrong on that. I was a hot mess. Like, I was like, okay, a baby sleeps a lot. I could set like hours to work on, you know, my business. And I'm like, no, that did not work. And I'm like, all right, it's 2 a.m. I could work on a social post. I'm like, yeah, that did not work. But so I was trying to juggling both. And I was like with my baby. And for me, that was when mom's guilt kind of was setting in because I was feeling guilty for thinking about my business with my baby because he was just so young and little at that time. And my mind was somewhere else. And then when I was with my business, I was thinking of him and like the time I could spend with him. And mom's guilt got so bad at that point. On top of like not sleeping and everything that happened the first year, I was tired. I was burnt out. And honestly, I broke down. I did what helped me in the past, and I just prayed to God for strength and just to help me through the season of life, because we were really, really struggling as first-time parents. And God helped. He was just – one thing I love about God is just, like, no matter where you are and what season of life, He is always there. In your joyous season, in your suffering, He is there, and He's just who you could rely on. And He did answer. He brought us helpers. He helped us through that period of life. And at that time, I was helping women physicians, helping them with side gigs in the business. And fast forward a couple of months, we were in a better state. And then I was still not feeling super aligned with my business at that point. And I had entered a Christian coaching community where they were doing like coaching and challenges. And the coach asked me about my niche and my mission. And at that time, I was just, well, I do this, but he could tell that I was not too aligned with it. And he's like, what do you want to do? And I'm like, I felt God calling me to help Christian moms navigate motherhood and entrepreneurship, but I also feel scared leaning into it because I've not, everything I had up to this point has been secular. It's been separate. And then to lean into what God has in store for me and to serve Him in this way, it felt very intimidating and it felt very scary. And would I be honoring Him right by doing this? So with a lot of prayer, a lot of coaching, reading the Bible, I finally stepped into it. And from there, everything just aligned. I felt like this is where God has been calling me to go in this direction. And it was just looking back at this journey, it reminded me of like His faithfulness, even through our suffering, even through like the worst times we had during that first year, He was always there. And all it took was us praying and us leaning onto Him for Him to provide and Him to bring us helpers, like those to help us with our son, Logan, those to help with sleep training, just like all of it.
Yes. That is so, okay. I love your story. And there's a few things that I wrote down, been taking notes over here that really jumped out at me as you were telling your story. First of all, kudos to you. You mentioned two different times for reaching out for coaching. I think there is such a weird connotation around coaching, and coaching is such a step of strength. You know, to say like, I know I'm capable of doing this. I know right now there is either blind spots or I'm not going about it the right way or the most efficient way. I know I can do it. I just need an outside set of eyes on what is going on to help me narrow my focus down. And like, and kudos to you for doing that even before you were a coach. I just reached out to somebody. I got out of a mastermind. I just reached out to somebody else and we had a coaching conversation. And that's the same thing I told her. I was like, I know that these things are working and I know I have blind spots over here because I'm hitting a wall and I need somebody else to have eyes on my business. And there's just so much power in that. Second thing, I talked to so many women, and this is one of my favorite things. This was not actually my story, but it shows up in so many other stories that God almost takes us to our weakest point. And then that's where our business blossoms. You know, that's where like the idea comes about. And just the way that He uses that, I think is so powerful. So for women listening, if you feel like I'm in this place of struggle right now, like an idea is planted in my head, but I'm in a place of struggle, that so often becomes our mission, you know, so I love that. And then the last thing that I wanted to point out and give you kudos for is that, as you probably know, even though your son is still very young, at each phase of life, you feel all of a sudden like you don't know what you're doing again as a mom, right? Like I told you, my kid just turned 13 and we're like, whoa, this is a new place. And so I love that you are stepping into obedience, knowing that you don't have it all figured out, like in your humanness, but that God has called you to this place and you're moving forward with it and He's blessing you for that. So I just wanted to point out those were the things that jumped out at me about your story. And I think that they're really important for people to hear, you know, that even in your weakness, even in your limiting beliefs, take that step if God is leading you and get help. Get other eyes on your business, because that's what's going to be so beneficial to you. Okay, so let me ask you this. I know that God has called you in the direction to work with moms, but in from your perspective, why is working mom's guilt so important to address?
Working mom guilt is so important to address because there is a couple of sides to it. Number one is that, well, I'll just explain working mom's guilt. It is when you're feeling guilty when you're with your kids and you're thinking about your business or your job or whatever you're doing with career-wise, or you're in your career and you're thinking about the moments that you're missing out with your family. And the reason why it's so important to address is because it turns into this like inward downward spiral of judgment, shame, of like putting yourself down, you're thinking you're not a good mom, just everything. And that is dangerous itself because that gives an in to the enemy to kind of reinforce it that you're not good enough as a mom. You can't make it as a business. You cannot do both. It's that reinforcing, you know, what he keeps saying to you internally. And if it's not addressed, then it becomes its own thing of itself. And the part about moms, like faithful entrepreneurs who are also moms, is that entrepreneurship is such a lonely journey at times. Like, your small group may not understand what you're doing. They have an idea of it, but when you explain it to them, you get that look like, okay, sure, okay. But if you explain something you did in corporate, or, you know, they'll get that. So you don't really turn to them because they don't understand what you're experiencing. And you may not turn to the online world because this is your business. You're putting on like, I'm successful, I'm doing well, this is, you know, you don't really reveal like I'm struggling right now with everything going on top of being a mom and juggling everything going on. So it has this loneliness factor to it as well, which can be used against you too. Because if you're not turning to someone, if you're not turning to your Christian community, reading the Bible, praying, you're keeping it inward, the inward becomes bigger and bigger and bigger, and then the spiral begins.
Yeah, I love that. I like how you said that it gives the enemy a foothold. And I never thought about that, but you're absolutely right. And we cannot give the enemy a foothold. We cannot open the door to those lies at all. Right, right. And, you know, sometimes there's an element of truth, and that's where Satan plays, you know, is in that, like, maybe I do need to put my phone down and be more present when I'm with my kid, right? But you start moving into that, and instead of just saying, you're right, I need to put my phone down and be more present with my kid, then it turns into this whole like, well, can I even do this? Am I even equipped to do this? And that's where we know, you know, whenever shame comes in, that's from the enemy. So I love that you said that. So from a biblical standpoint, what can be done to address working mom's guilt?
I would say there's two parts, prayer and self-care. Prayer is directly speaking to God and leaning on him and letting him know what's in your heart, your soul, your mind. Because God repeatedly tells us in the Bible to lean on him for anything you need, such as Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything but prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And Jeremiah 17:7, blessed is the man who trusts in God, whose trust is the Lord. Just even having those scripture quotes just turns around like how you're feeling about it. And with prayer, it's also kind of, you have to really think about prayer. What is the quality of your prayer? Are you earnestly praying to God? Are you really letting your heart out? Or are you just praying like, hey, God, please just take this away. Thank you. That's so superficial. He's not going to hear you. He's not going to receive that. And he's not really going to do anything. But he knows your heart, and praying to him earnestly is definitely the first step. And also how do you pray to him? Are you rushing? Are you taking your time? Even like 5 minutes of earnest prayer means a lot than just rushing a prayer that doesn't mean as much if you say it in a superficial way. And also, how do you pray to him? Do you pray in your head and then you realize you're kind of going on a tangent to something else, like your to-do list or grocery list, and you're not really truly praying? Or are you praying out loud? You're saying the words out loud. And one thing I love is when you pray out loud, especially in front of your kids, is showing that you're leaning onto God first. Because kids see us as like mama and dad as like the ultimate parents. That's it. They're getting the concept of God, but they're not really there yet. But when they see their parents leaning onto God and praying to him, they realize, oh, mom and dad are praying to God. And that kind of puts that in their mind that, okay, maybe I should pray to God too. And even them hearing your prayers and just hearing, asking for help, that kind of brings also a message to them too. And it's also can be turned into a family event. Like my 18-year-old doesn't understand, but he smiles when I pray out loud when I'm frustrated. And he's like, and then, you know, my heart changes because I see his smile and I just, the prayer is in me and it's working, you know? So that's one aspect of it. And also your prayer is dependent on if you trust God. If you don't trust God to provide, if you don't trust his provision, if you don't really feel like he will come through, then it's the prayer itself is kind of lacking in a sense that you're praying, but you're not believing. And the belief is needed as the core of that prayer. Yes, yes. Faith and obedience. Because like, God has a plan for you that's bigger and better than anything you can imagine. It's just that our trust, our how we view it, kind of, you know, wavers here and there, depending on the season of life. Self-care, meaning that giving yourself permission to take care of yourself. Because as moms and entrepreneurs, sometimes we kind of take care of ourselves less. Like we replenish everybody else, but then we don't have much to replenish ourselves. So even taking time to replenish ourselves makes a big difference, like connecting to someone in your network, like your small group or your Christian community, and just even having like a friend to talk to. That's self-care and like kind of just being around people and community. And this is what I've been doing recently, taking social media breaks, because social media is a very curated viewpoint and it has a negative emotional energy suck to it, at least for me. So taking breaks from it, I realize I'm a bit more rejuvenated and less feeling drained by it.
100%. I have really leaned into rest lately. I am not by nature a rester. I am an 8 hour a night sleeper. Like I go to bed early, I get up early. I have a very strong routine on both ends of that, and I sleep very, very well because of that, I think. But giving myself, you know, it, and I'm trying to just kind of take it by the season, like in summer, having slow down moments where I just intentionally go sit out on my porch and drink a cup of coffee without doing anything else, you know, just sitting and giving myself time to enjoy the day, time to, and sometimes it's a walk, you know, I go on lots of walks, going to a nature park, but doing those things that give my brain a break. And that's to add to what you said about social media. I think that it is a fact that it is negatively draining. People can probably argue with me, but I just think that there is so much on it that it negatively drains you. And so that definitely has gone into my idea of rest, is taking a break from that. I mean, I can feel myself literally getting exhausted when I'm on it too long, you know, just my brain like slowing down in every way possible. So yes, I love that. I think that that's awesome. Okay. So if we are moms, we know that this is going to be a recurring thing. This is not going to be something that we deal with today and we never face again. We know that, but can you give us some practical steps? You already said pray, take care of yourself, and I absolutely agree with those. But what are some practical steps that faith-filled entrepreneurs can do to combat working mom's guilt, to get us on that right path?
So they could do three things. The first one is having your favorite scripture or verses around you, like on a post-it note, in like your car, in the kitchen, just something visual. And if you're not a visual person, even just like recording on your phone, something to help you through when you're struggling with mom's guilt, like reading your favorite scripture, praying, and just labeling it, when I'm struggling with mom's guilt, please listen to this. Those two tips just to like start to jolt you out of it, because sometimes you get lost in that inward spiral and rumination that you kind of need a visual cue or even audio cue to bring you out of it. And I would say that would be number one. And number two would be leaning on to your community. Like even though your small group may not understand, they do understand your pain. They do understand the struggle of momhood. There is like support and compassion there. And having a community praying for you, that does a lot, because there is such a big power in prayer, like unbelievable power. And even if like you don't have a small group or a Christian community, like leaning on asking someone you know, or even like you could email me and ask me to pray for you. I would not mind doing so. Like just asking for prayer in general. And the third is also reminding yourself of when that happens with the thoughts that I'm not a good enough mom, this, I'm just not a great enough business person, that thinking of like thoughts such as, I'm made in the image of God. God made me as I am. I'm not meant to be perfect. The only perfect person is Jesus. So why am I expected to be a perfect, faithful entrepreneur? Thoughts that help you redirect and go closer to the truth, because you just don't want to be stuck in that negative rumination and spiral. You kind of need different ways to combat it and bring it back to the center. So those are three tips I would give that can be implemented right away.
That's really good. Okay, so I'm going to recap. I'm going to recap what you just said there. So the first one is to get in the word, memorize scripture that you can bring to mind quickly or that is visible to snap you out of that. The second one I think is very smart, and that is community. So whether it's a small group community, whether it's, you know, I even thought a mastermind, especially that has Christian, other Christian women in it, a coaching group that has Christian women in it, where prayer is an element of that. I mean, that's in my group. I'm sure that that's what you do as well. And then number three, to not sit in the shame, that when that shame creeps in, to take captive those thoughts and switch them over to truth. I think I think those are great. Those are great ideas. I can add, do you mind if I add one thing? So just practically, and this is somebody, you know, I traveled with my work. That is a season that God is moving me out of because of the age of my kid right now. And I'm thankful for that. But one thing that really helped me was to set times and to have three main things to get done for the day. And then to be okay when those things were up or when my time was up, setting it down and walking away from it. Because I am a to-do list. I mean, I make to-do lists for to-do lists. We're getting ready for vacation right now, and I got like 10 lists going. But they're never ending. So when I really prioritize, these are my big three for today. These are the big three for the week. These are the big three for the day. That helped me once I got through those three. Even if I was adding other things at the bottom as I was thinking about them, they didn't have to get done in this moment. That has been just a really like visual way for me to be able to walk away from the work and be present with my family. Because when I walked away feeling like I still had four things on my to-do list that I didn't get done, that's when I had a hard time turning it off, or I'd like put something in the oven and run back to my computer, you know, instead of just being done and moving on to, you know, the next part of my day or my evening. So that has been something that practically has helped me categorize my work and family life a little bit easier.
I love that, because that has that self-accountability to it, and also like a set point when to stop.
Yeah, it just gives me a breaking point, you know, where I can say I accomplished what I needed to accomplish today and I feel okay about walking away. Okay, well, Celia, you have been a wealth of encouragement and ideas for us because we are all in it. And I think that right there, the fact that you are talking about it, the fact that you are helping women navigate it, and the fact that you're giving vocabulary to the feelings that we have all felt at some point, I think that right there is super important. And like you said, it is a very lonely thing. And so I think that just even the fact of being able to say, okay, right now, I'm having a moment of working mom's guilt. This is common. Probably every mom goes through it. And so what are some ways I push through it? And then you've given us those ways. I think that right there is so powerful. So thank you for being obedient to where the Lord is taking you and naming some of these things that we're all feeling.
And thank you so much for having me. Like, this has been a great experience and I love this.
Absolutely. So tell us where we can find you, where we can follow you. You have something for us today. So tell us about it.
Okay. I could be followed on www.mindsetcoachmd.com, which is MINDSETCOACH chmd.com. And on there, you could find my quiz, which is your What is Your God-Given Entrepreneurial Gift, which is this super fun 2-minute quiz, which allows you to discover your calling and leverage your strengths as a mother and entrepreneur to make the most impact as a faithful entrepreneur. So feel free to check that out. It's www.mindsetcoachmd.com/quiz, which I think will also be in the show notes. And I also provide 6 months one-on-one coaching where I help mother entrepreneurs navigate motherhood and business, which could be found at www.mindsetcoachmd.com at work with me. So, and if you have any questions or concerns, feel free to email me. I think that'll be in the show notes at celia@mindsetcoachmd.com. And if you, even if you want me to pray for you, I will love that. So feel free to do that as well.
Okay, that's awesome. So y'all need to go follow her, you need to go find her, and you need to take that quiz. So let me ask you this, if they're already an entrepreneur, would this quiz be helpful?
Oh, definitely yes, because it talks about like the different personalities that you may have, like there's trailblazer, torchbearer, servant leader, tactician, and how to play into your strengths and just being aware of your blind spots and what to do when you have certain things pop up, like mom's guilt, perfectionism, or anything that may pop up. Like, and at the very end, there's a customized biblical devotion just tailored to your personality. So that's free on there on the quiz results.
I love it. Okay, y'all go check that out. So I have one more question just as we kind of close up here. You have a framework, the MPL, right? Could you just really quickly kind of tell us about that framework? And I'm assuming this is the framework that you would use in your coaching?
Yes. So MPL method is phase one is mindset reset. Phase two is prayer and self-care. And phase three is lead and believe. So the first phase, we work on your mindset. Any obstacles, block it, like anything that's holding you back in terms of balancing motherhood and entrepreneurship, time management, prioritization, mom's guilt, anything that's in your that you're feeling overwhelmed, that's been a struggle, I help you with that first, because getting the mindset in a better place is generally the first key before anything else can be added on. And then once that's in a better place, we tend to do prayer and self-care, meaning that with prayer, are you having like a routine with your biblical way of life? Are you reading the Bible consistently? Are you praying to God consistently? If you're not, why are you not praying to God? What's the reasoning behind that? We really explore that pretty thoroughly to make sure there's a routine and a way that you're incorporating it along with self-care, because sometimes that tends to be really neglected. So we add that as well. And once those two phases are intact, then we start to do lead and believe, is where you're starting to talk more about your business, your mission in life, like being more visible, being more secure in who you are, and having the motherhood balance in the way that you will like it, and then working towards your business in that aspect.
Ideal person would be a mom who has a business or is wanting to start a business, but is having trouble getting moving on it or growing it because she's having hangups about being away from her child or doing something along that line. Okay, I love it. Celia, I just want to thank you again for joining us and for sharing your knowledge with us. I hope that our listeners have really taken what you've said, taken some notes on it. We're going to have some notes in the show notes as well, and can really move forward with the knowledge that you've given them. So thank you again.
Thank you, Jen. Thank you so much for having me on your show. It's been a real pleasure.
Absolutely. Okay, so I wanted to give our listeners a quick announcement. For the month of July, The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur is not going to be releasing any new podcasts. We are going to reorganize a little bit and revamp. During the month of July, we'll be highlighting a few of our favorite past episodes, and we will see you back in August with new episodes. So as always, please download and share and subscribe, especially if you know other moms who are in the entrepreneur world. Please share this episode with them and subscribe so that you know when our new episodes are released again. And if this blesses you, we would so appreciate it if you would write a short review. We need faith leading business more than ever. So blessings, friends.